Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Now, those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11, and we're going to look just at verse 4. It reads, "By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings. And by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead." And so our writer to the Hebrews brings up his first personal illustration. I suppose verse 3 has been a kind of illustration as well, about the universe as a whole, taking us back to Genesis. That's the first by faith phrase there in verse 3, and that's a literary device called an anaphora. Beginning each new account of a person or something in from history in this chapter with the same Greek word, by faith. It's called an anaphora. So we've done that in verse 3, but in verse 4 we come to our first person, and it is Abel. We're going back to very close to the beginning of things. And what is implied here? Well, the passage that describes this incident in Genesis 4, or everything we really know about Abel, Genesis 4 verses 1 to 7, Adam and Eve had their child. Cain worked the soil. Abel kept flocks. Cain brings some fruit to the soil as an offering. Abel brings fat portions, some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor, it says, on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, his face was downcast, and he has a conversation with God about his sin, and ultimately he murders his brother Abel. That's very sad, and not just for that occasion, but brotherly rivalry is all through Scripture. Nevertheless, we learn a lot from Abel's attitude here, I believe. And it does seem that it must be his attitude that's being talked about here, since it's a by faith issue rather than the materials that he presented compared with the materials that Cain brought. We could try and read some things into Abel bringing his offering and Cain his. But the problem is that Genesis 4 doesn't give us any particular reason to think that one of those sacrifices or offerings was better than the other. It seems perhaps more likely that a sincerity of heart was there with Abel and less so with Cain. This at least would explain Cain's response to God's challenge to him, because God does not look with favor on his offering, and Cain's response is one which is not righteous and not spiritual and certainly not humble. So by contrast, it seems that Abel's attitude was better. Jesus talks about Abel as being that his blood is righteous in Matthew chapter 23, and in 1 John 3 verse 12 it says, "Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brother's were righteous." So there's something righteous about his action compared to Cain. We know of only one good thing that Abel did, but it was enough to secure his place in the pantheon of faith here in chapter 11. Some of us may only do, perhaps in human eyes, one thing of note by faith. But isn't that enough? What might your one thing be? Abel seems to have only had time for one faith act before he was killed, but his one act still speaks today. Now that should give us courage to act by faith. It may or may not last long, but it will be enough to have a generational impact. So let us take heart from this and live by faith like Abel and give our best to God, the best of what we have, and trust that God will make the most of it. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 5 and look at Enoch. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and you can find us in iTunes if you type in MCCX to the iTunes search bar and look under podcast. And actually, my Twitter feed is also MCCX. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.